Karen Travers is with us live this morning, White House correspondent. What about Kamala Harris this morning, Karen?
Well, you know, we didn't hear from her last night, but we are expecting to hear from her today. Her election night party came and went without an appearance by the vice president. And her campaign co-chair, former Congressman Cedric Richmond, addressed the crowd there at Howard University and said that she would be speaking today, told them all to go home, but come back tomorrow, meaning today. So that will happen, we expect, some point this afternoon. But otherwise, the campaign's been quiet. The last thing we really heard from the campaign side was, you know, when they were saying that the vote was still being counted, people had to be patient and urge their own staffers to kind of go home and get some rest. Then, of course, everything overnight, breaking Donald Trump's way, and he is now projected as the next president.
Obviously, loss, the campaign's not going to be in a great mood. I'm wondering if I cannot get over, Karen, this, and these are, you know, as of like maybe 2 a.m. this morning, so numbers might have changed, but at about that time early this morning, if you looked at the map across the country, Harris did not outperform Biden's vote from 2020 in a single county across the U.S. And I'm wondering if there's like any sort of like disbelief, amongst people in Washington of just, you know, how far behind she was of Biden's campaign.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was every single county, but it was certainly in the ones that mattered in the battleground states where, you know, she wasn't getting the margin, and that was important. You know, the campaign yesterday was saying turnout was strong, they were really liking the numbers they were seeing in the battleground states, but ultimately the margins weren't there for her. You know, you needed to really run up the numbers in the suburbs of Philadelphia and in Philadelphia itself, and also in, you know, Detroit and the area around Milwaukee, and she wasn't doing that. So the margin that she was beating Trump in some of those counties wasn't the same margin that Joe Biden had beaten him 4 years ago, and that made a difference.
You know, another thing, too, is the Harris team was really counting on that Hispanic vote, especially after Trump's Madison Square Garden rally and the remarks by the comedian. It didn't go her way, though, at all.
No, it did not. And in fact, he had significant gains among Latino voters. I think the other big thing that didn't pan out was this significant swell of women voters, young women especially. Like, so many Democrats going into yesterday were saying, you know, the Dobbs effect was going to be significant because, frankly, it had been in special elections and in the midterm elections. Anytime there was abortion rights put on the ballot, there was big turnout specifically for that issue. And they really felt like that was going to drive their voters and that was going to help them in the battleground states. But you just didn't see that, you know, kind of women earthquake that the campaign was anticipating.
And actually looking at a lot of those splits, even where those ballot measures performed very well, where people turned out for abortion, that didn't necessarily translate to support for Harris.
No, it didn't. Split tickets. You know, people could still vote on the issue and weren't necessarily voting for her at the same level.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers. It's been a long night for Karen and the team live at the White House this morning.